What about our next guest? Can't wait to speak to him. He's well versed in Brekkie Radio, by the way. He hosts on Triple A Murray, 98.9 FM. He's a proud Murrungundji man and a proud South Sea Islander. And I'm pleased to say the great Jarrell Yowie is on the line. G'day, Jarrell.
Good afternoon, Joel and Brian. How are you?
Oh, Brian. I get Brian, Jarrell. Yes. It's very, very funny.
I'll tell you what people forget about our man Jarrell, right? Three games for Australia.
Yep.
Won all three, scored in every game. You were 21 at the time, Jarrell.
Yeah, mate. I mean, people would say it's devastating, but like I had a great career. Very short one, but I enjoyed it and had a lot of fun while I did it. And I've got a great life now. I wouldn't have all these skills that I have if I'd only still be, maybe I was still playing. I don't know. Maybe I would have got the arse from the Broncos. I'm not sure, but I think, I've got some great skills from retiring very early in my career.
What do I say, Brian? What's my...
Some of the best gifts come badly wrapped.
That's right. And I'm sure, Jarrell, you'd find that, at the time, of course, devastating, as you've mentioned, but maybe it's taken you to a different path, which long-term you're all for the better for. What about your Broncos, Jarrell? They're back in business.
Mate, it is good to be back in the winning circle again after a couple of years. I mean, it has been tough for all our Broncos fans up this way, up north, and, we're in that territory that we've never sort of been in before. It was a very odd couple of years, 3 or 4 years that we've been involved in, but yeah, like you said, it's a breath of fresh air to be back playing good footy, and seeing the players having fun, and not only that, being at Suncorp Stadium and seeing the crowd and the fans, the members excited as much as they are in this day and age. It's just good to be around Brisbane at the moment.
Jarrell, what about? I just want to go back to your injury. How is your leg? Because when it happened, it was quite. It looks so bad on TV, and I can imagine what happened to you. But they say that it was as bad as like being in a car accident. How's your leg now? Is it recovered?
No, it's still pretty brown bread, to be honest. I'm pretty sore every day. Just a lot of obviously arthritis. I've just genuinely probably a 6 or 7 pain threshold every single day. Oh. But like I've just come to understand how to look after it and just, live with it in my, everyday life. And it's actually funny that we're talking about this. I just did a podcast this morning, actually, with Brian from the NRL Physio guy,
does
stuff on Twitter. So, I've just told my full story about everything that sort of I've gone through. I've sort of touched on it a little bit, but a bit more into depth, and I'm looking forward to being able to put that one out, because it'll probably shed a bit more light on exactly how big the injury for me and how it still affects me a little bit now.
So happy to give it a plug too if people want to hear your story in more detail. So is that with NRL Physio? Is he the one hosting the pod?
It is. Yeah. So I know he does a podcast that he's started doing a little bit for. So I was really happy to do it because I think it sheds lights on, not only, the injuries for me, but how hard, NRL players have got to go through to be able to play footy again. And, we are human beings, so it's sometimes it's tough to do it. But, it's important that I think I have a platform to be able to do that type of stuff.
Magic Sponge, Gibbo's telling me. That's the podcast. Is that right?
That's what it's called. Yeah, Magic Sponge, yep.
Hey, Jarrell, what about this kid, Selwyn Cobbo? He's sort of... We saw him last year a little bit, and then there was raps on him. But this year, holy dooly, he's come flying out of the blocks.
Yeah, he's a special kid, isn't he? And I think we've just got to sometimes sit back and enjoy these type of players because I don't want to put him and name him like who he's going to be. I think he's just being the best Selwyn Cobbo he can be, and he's got a very humbling beginning. Obviously from Sherberg Mergan out there, north of Brisbane, and he's a humble kid in himself. He's a very down to earth type of lad. I've had a conversation with him here and there as he's grown into a young man. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do in his career. And whether it's anywhere in the NRL, I don't know what he's doing. I know there's talks about his contract up for renegotiations, but I just think we just got to sit back and enjoy how much, this kid is playing good footy at the moment.
Jarrell, your expertise, of course, is the back line. And Queensland are in a cheeky good spot this year going to this Origin series. 2 weeks today, we've got the first Origin. Essien have got the call, all three Origins. Looking forward to that. What's your back five? If you had to choose for Billy Slater, the back five for Queensland, Gerard, where are you landing?
Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, going in as underdogs once again.
You didn't have to say that. I know. Look, your bikes are flying.
That's what the media say. Right?
And there'll be a virus come Monday. It'll be four of yous all out. I've heard it all before.
Hey, I didn't, mate. I don't do it. It's just how the footy gods play out, mate. But I think for me, we're spoiled for choice. We are spoiled for choice this year. We've got, some of our Queensland sides who are, hitting their straps at the right time of the year for Origin. You know, but I think, the fullback picks itself. I think KP, not as much as he hasn't been outstanding and as much as he doesn't want to think that, I think that negotiations with him was probably playing a bit of a part in how he was playing his footy, because we've seen over the last couple of weeks he's really come into his own again. And, I think he's going to play his best footy under the arguably one of the best fullbacks to play the game, and Billy Slater at the helm. I think he'll pick himself at fullback. My wing positions are, it was pretty hard to choose these, but I've gone with experience. And I think Xavier Coates being at Melbourne, obviously having a lot to do with Cameron Smith and Billy Slater as well, being in those in the team and the coaching staff, I think he's in the side. Corey Oates is probably my other pick. I mean, Ooh. Kyle Felt was right up there for me. The only reason I don't say Selwyn Cobber, and I'm going to give you an explanation on that, is I genuinely think he is going to play a lot of Origin, and it makes me nervous to give a kid who's played 10 games that opportunity in New South Wales to make his debut. Like, if we were in Queensland, I'd probably say, yeah, I'd probably pick him. But it's a different beast going down to New South Wales and playing down there. And we know how hostile the crowd is as Queenslanders in New South Wales. So, I've picked Corey Oates because of the reason he's been there before. He's actually playing really, really good footy. So, yeah, I just think Corey Oates and Xavier Coates, but I also think Dane Gagai, when he puts that jersey on, he's special as well. And Valentine Holmes is obviously playing out of his skin for the Cowboys, and they're going on a great run at the moment. So that's my backside boys. And I wanted to pick Selwyn Cobber, but unfortunately, I just think the occasion in New South Wales, it's just going to be a really big occasion.
And talking about Queensland sides flying, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Did you see this coming, Drell?
I did not. I knew Todd Payton was a hard taskmaster, and we obviously seen a little bit of that early in, how he, I suppose, handled some of his players. But sometimes you need a bit of tough love, and I know they had a pretty big off-season, at Castle Hill. If anyone's ever ran that before, geez, it's tough. I heard they close to did that pretty much every second week, and maybe close to every week. So they're as fit as they can be. But I did not see the Cowboys playing this good, and it's good to see them back in the side because it's good for the NRL.
Chatting with Gerald Yaoye. Now, Gerald, which Queensland team do you see? And we're about at the halfway mark of the competition. We will be by the end of this week. Which Queensland team goes the deepest into this competition?
Well, in this point in time, and on form, it's the Cowboys at the moment. But, obviously I've got a soft spot for the Brisbane Broncos and, what they're producing. And not only that, I'm privy to a lot of, inside information and how they're handling their week in and week out preparation. So, Adam Reynolds is a huge part of that. And, I never thought I'd be happy to see a New South Wales player captain the Broncos, but doing the jersey, so proud. I've had a lot of conversations with him, and the most I get out of having conversations with him is he wants to get this great club back to where it deserves to be. And when I hear that as an ex-player, as an old boy, whatever you want to call me, it gives me goosebumps, and it makes me happy to see someone like Adam Reynolds, a family man, a great footy player at the helm of the Broncos and doing great things.
Jarrell, you're a proud Indigenous man, Torres Strait Islander man. Indigenous round, what does that mean specifically to you?
It's huge. You know, I think when I get asked this question, you know, regularly, these moments for our people and our mob are big, because we've got so many Indigenous kids that, you know, want to thrive in this world. Not only play rugby league, but, you know, they want to do the best they possibly can to make themselves better. And, you know, we've got this thing called rugby league that's a driving force for our younger generation. And, you know, to be able to represent and put our culture on a stage as big as the National Rugby League, it's beautiful. But not only that, you know, the great artwork that's obviously been put on our jersey, some of the greatest artists over the time, you know, it's just great to see that, you know, our country is displaying and our game is displaying such a great admiration for the oldest living, you know, people in the world. And it makes me super happy to see, you know, a lot of these Indigenous players playing in the best game in the world and making a pathway for our next generation and Indigenous kids.
My favourite Indigenous player that I ever got to see without playing, I love seeing Cliffy Lyons and what he did, but my favourite player I played with was Nathan Blacklock. How would you answer those questions for yourself, Jarrell?
Favourite player I played with? I played with a lot of great Indigenous players. My idol was Preston Campbell growing up.
Right.
I got a chance to play with him in the inaugural All-Stars, and he was my captain. I still go to bits when I get to talk to him or meet him. But the most special player that I ever played with is by far Greg Inglis.
Yeah.
He just had this knack about him. He just had this poise and calmness when he played the game. And if you wanted anything done, you'd give the ball to him. And it's probably a testament to, you know, anyone who watched the game, that you know that whenever Greg Inglis ran on the field, you know you were going to get the best out of him. And I remember there was a time there when people were saying, oh, you know, he doesn't have many games left in him and blah, blah, blah. He came out, he played Origin and absolutely played the house out and shut a lot of people up. And I think that's just why I love GI. I grew up watching him, got to play with him, play a bit of footy with him as well. It's a special part to be able to play footy with, you know, with the calibre of Indigenous players like that, Jonathan Thurston, Sam Friday, Justin Hodges, just to repeat other few. So, yeah, it's a special moment to be a part of their careers as well.
Hey, Jarrell, we've got to go, but I want to leave you with this story. You mentioned Preston Campbell, the type of bloke he is. Whenever he goes into like a service station or a shopping centre and people are sort of serving all the time and people are rapidly going by them, he always stops to ask them two questions about how's your day, something about them, just to break it up for them. And that's the kind of bloke, you know, Preston Campbell is. But Jarrell, I'll tell you what, mate, when we have our guests on, we have texts coming in saying, hit them with the Oscar music, in other words, get them off, or they're an absolute keeper, mate. The board's lit up, keeper, 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 keeper. Jarrell, you're a talent on the radio, mate. We hope to speak to you more, but go and enjoy Indigenous Round.
Thanks, boys. I really appreciate you having me on. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, Joel and Brian.
I love when you call me Brian. Say it again. Say it again for me. Say bye, Brian. See you, brother.
There he is. What an impressive young fella, Jarrell Yowie.